Our Lady's words, taken from the book The Mystical City of God, Transfiction, Book 2, Chapter 14. Our Lady reminds us to be grateful to God for the many blessings He gives us.
My daughter, thou art astonished, not without cause, at what thou hast learned and recorded of the unhappy fate of Judas and of the fall of the apostles, who were all disciples in the school of Christ, nursed at his breast by his doctrine, by the example of his life, and by his miracles, enjoining his sweetest and gentlest intercourse, and many other benefits of my assistance and intercession. But I truly say to thee, if all the children of the church would attentively consider this example, they would find a salutary exhortation and warning in this mortal state of life against the danger surrounding them, even in the midst of the favors and blessings they continually receive at the hands of the Lord. All of them cannot be equal to seeing Him with bodily eyes and having intercourse with Him as the living image of all sanctity. The apostles received from me personal exhortations, and they were eyewitnesses of my blameless and holy conduct. They received great tokens of my kindness, and my charity flowed directly from God through me upon them. If they, in the very act of receiving such favors, and in the very presence of their Lord, God, and Savior, forgot all of them, and all of their obligation of corresponding to them, who then shall be so presumptuous in this mortal life as not to fear the danger of eternal ruin, no matter how many favors he has received from the Almighty? They were apostles chosen by their divine Master, their true God, yet one of them fell lower than any other individual of the human race, and the others failed in faith, the foundation of all virtue. Yet all this was comfortable to the just judgments of the Most High. Why should those who are not apostles be without fear, who have not so labored in the school of Christ, and who have not so merited my intercession? Concerning the perdition of Judas, and of his most just punishment, thou hast written enough in order to set forth to what extremes a man can be brought by yielding to the vices and to the devil, and by refusing to hear and follow the pleading of grace. I moreover inform thee that not only the torments of the traitorous disciple Judas, but also those of many other Christians, who condemn themselves and shall be sent to the same place of punishment, which was assigned to them and Judas from the beginning of the world, are greater than the torments of many demons. For my most holy Son did not die for the angels, but for men. Nor were the fruits and results of the redemption for the demon, but entirely to the disposal of the children of the church in the holy sacraments. The contempt for these incomparable benefits are not properly the sin of the devils, but of the Christians, and therefore they must expect a special and appropriate punishment for this contempt. The mistake of not having recognized Christ as the true God causes the deepest and most tormenting regret to Lucifer and his evil spirits for all eternity. Hence, on account of this error, they are filled with special wrath against those that were redeemed, particularly against the Christians, who derived the greatest benefits from the redemption and the blood of the Lamb. That is why the devils are so eager to cause forgetfulness and misuse of these graces in them, and why afterwards in hell they are permitted to vent so much greater fury and wrath upon the wicked Christians. If it were not for the equitable dispositions of divine justice, by which the pains are proportioned to the guilt, they would wreak still fiercer vengeance upon them. But the goodness of the Lord extends even to this place, and restrains the malice of the demons by his infinite power and wisdom. In the fall of the other 11 apostles, I wish, my dearest, that thou learn the frailty of human nature, since even in such great blessings and favors received of the Lord, easily falls into the habits of gross negligence and ingratitude. such as the apostles manifested in flying from their heavenly mother and leaving him in a spirit of doubt. Men incur this danger from their earthly and sensuous inclinations, the result of past sins and of the habits formed by a terrestrial, carnal, and sensuous life, void of spirituality. On account of it, they desire and love the divine favors and benefits only in a carnal manner. As soon as they fail to find that kind of enjoyment in them, they turn to other sensible enjoyments, are moved by them, and lose the true conception of a spiritual life, for they treat it and estimate it according to the low standard of mere sensuality. Hence the apostles, though they were so greatly favored by my most holy Son, fell into such gross heedlessness and sins, for the miracles, the teachings, and the examples afflicted them only in a sensible manner. And as they, in spite of their being raised to justice and perfection, permitted themselves to be affected by them only outwardly, they were presently disturbed by temptation and yielded to it. They acted like men who had done little to penetrate into the mysteries and into the spirit of what they had seen and heard in the school of their master. By this example, my daughter, and by my teachings upon Altus to be well instructed, a spiritual disciple of mine, and not a terrestrial, unaccustoming thyself to despise mere outwardness, even in favors bestowed upon thee by the Lord or myself. When thou receivest them, do not attach thyself merely to the material or sensible in them, but raise thy mind to the exalted and the spiritual contained therein, to that which is perceived by the interior and spiritual, and not by animal senses. If even the merely sensible can hinder the spiritual life, how much is this true of that which pertains altogether to earthly, animal, and carnal life? Clearly I desire of thee to forget and blot out of thy faculties all images and remembrances of mere creatures, in order that thou mayest be fit to receive my salutary teaching and be capable of imitating me.